You ready for the word of God today? I'm so excited. I am so excited. We were so richly blessed here at 8:30 as a gift of the house. Of course, my good thing, my virtuous wife, my Proverbs 31 woman, this mighty woman of God that I've been married to for 17 years is going to bring the word of God today. Come on, somebody go crazy for First Lady Gloria. She has a rich, weighty word implanted in her, and I'm just so excited and just so thankful of the woman of God that she is and how she just continues to function in incredible humility and brokenness. Certainly beauty from the exterior, but she's more beautiful on the inside. Father, we just are thankful for this treasure and this gift that you've given and imparted into us. We prepare ourselves to receive of the rich and living word, Lord God. Let it be like a river that flows out of her, Lord God. And let us receive this word with thanksgiving. May it cause us, Lord God, to radically move and change and shift things emotively in our lives, Lord God. Say, First Lady Gloria, I am ready to receive from the word that God has imparted on the inside of you. Amen, amen. Now put your hands together once again for my wife.
Hallelujah. How many are thankful this morning? Are you thankful? Are you thankful? You give thanks with a grateful heart.
Yeah.
Has God done anything for you that you give thanks constantly? Daily, day by day,
yes,
you give thanks to the Lord. So turn to your neighbor and say, I'm thankful, so I worship. I'm thankful, so I worship. And tell them that that word worship means I give. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him a hand clap of praise. Because when you give him thanksgiving, when you worship him, when you come and you praise and you bow down, something happens in the spirit.
Yes.
The atmosphere changes. I'm thankful, so I worship. I give unto God. Hallelujah. You may have your seats. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful this morning. Just so blessed to come before you with this word that I believe God put in my spirit, giving a revelation of what it is to be thankful. And I pray by the end, you will never see being thankful the same, that you'll get a different perspective of being really thankful for what God is doing in your life and have done. Turn your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Let me read that again. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Giving thanks to God. Reminiscing, pondering of what he's done for you over the years and what he's doing for you right now that we keep a heart of thanksgiving. There's 3 points I want to bring out from this passage of scripture. One, we have a command from God to give thanks. Do you believe that? You have a command. Being thankful affects everything in your life. Having a heart of thanksgiving, gratitude unto God, it affects everything. How you treat God, how you treat your family, your friends, your children. It affects everything. Your money. Turn to Psalms 103, 1 through 5. We're going to look at some reasons to be thankful. It reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." So some reasons to worship, to give him thanks. He forgives all my iniquities. The Bible says that he cleansed me. He saved me from my sins. He forgave all my iniquities. He heals all my diseases. By his stripes, I am healed. He crowns my life with loving kindness and tender mercies. That's a reason to be thankful. And he satisfies my mouth with good things. Now, let me ask you a question this morning. Are you more likely to criticize than to praise? Are you quicker to complain than to give him thanks? Ponder these questions. Are you apt to vent disappointment before you express thanksgiving? Now, if you answered yes to any of those questions, you probably need to learn how to be more thankful, appreciative, have a heart of gratitude towards God. Thankfulness, I want to give you this note. Thankfulness is a natural outflowing of the heart that is attuned to God, which means when you are attuned with God, naturally, there is an outflow of thanksgiving to God. It's naturally. It just flows from us naturally. And when I say attuned, I mean you're in sync, in harmony with God. You're on one accord with him. You're so in sync and aligned with him that it's easy for you to give thanks to him. Let me say this. Being thankful matters to God. Being thankful, being grateful matters to him. And I'm going to show you that in a moment. Turn to Psalms 100, 1 through 5. It says, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us and not ourselves. We are the people and the sheep of his pastures. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations." Now, what I want to point out here in this passage of scripture, even going to the Lord before we can even enter into his presence. Thanksgiving is required to enter into the presence of the Lord. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Also notice that thankfulness is tied to truth and mercy. It's connected. Your thankfulness, your gratitude, your gratefulness towards the Lord is connected to truth and mercy. Now, I believe that the Lord knows when we are grateful. I believe he knows. And one of the ways he knows, I believe, it's just my opinion, is how we care for things that he's already given us. How we care for that 90%. How we care for our homes, our cars, the things that he have entrusted, our spouses. That's how he knows you're thankful. Turn to Luke 17, 11 through 8, 19, I'm sorry. And it reads, now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village there in the midst of there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. Now, we know that leprosy in this time, that anyone who had leprosy, they had to, anywhere they go, they went, they had to say unclean, unclean. And they lifted up their voices and said to Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. Let me say that again. And they lifted up their voices and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. Have you ever lifted up your voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on me? It's me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on my children. Have mercy in this situation that I'm going through. Jesus, have mercy in this nation, in the White House. Jesus, have mercy in the nations of the land. Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. They had leprosy. So there was something that they wanted that would cause them to cry out to Jesus. So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed, they were healed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he returned with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And as he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except the foreigner? And he said to him, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Why only one? there had to be some conversation on their way to show themselves to the priests. And maybe, just maybe, they were closer to their destination and that they didn't want to turn around and go all the way back. But only one. What was in the heart of the nine? And the one chose to go back to give him thanks. He came back to offer thanksgiving to God. He came back. And because he came back, he was not only healed, he was made whole. See, the other nine, they were healed, but they weren't made whole. See, I don't know about you, but I want the full package. I want the full benefit. I want to be made whole. And because he took the time out to come back and say, thank you for healing me, Jesus said, you are made whole. And see, that word well in Hebrew, it means whole. Your thanks unto the Lord makes you whole. When you give thanks, the nine chose to keep going. The Bible doesn't say what happened. I imagine they went and they showed themselves to the priest. Like I said, they were healed, but they missed out on being made whole. All because he took the time. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a rush. Take time to give thanks. Hallelujah. Is this okay, everybody? Because giving back to God, giving him thanks, it brings blessings to you. He wants us to be made whole. Complete, whole. Hallelujah. Now the nine, maybe they were just ungrateful. I don't know, because the Bible doesn't say. But let's look at an ungrateful heart. An ungrateful heart is a heart that is cold toward God and indifferent to his mercy and love. It is a heart that has forgotten how different we are, how dependent we are on God for everything. See, we are dependent on God for everything. There is nothing that we can do without him. The Bible says even the breath that we breathe, he's the reason that we breathe, we move, we live, we have our being. We can do nothing outside of God. Don't lose sight that you are dependent on God daily. Daily. Let's look at Romans 1, 21 and 21. Because it could be a dangerous thing not giving thanks to God. Not only dangerous, it's evil. And it reads, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. Let me read that again. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. ungrateful. And when we zoom in on the word fruitful, it means fruitless, vain, useless, pointless, unsuccessful, empty, ineffective, barren in your thoughts. And see, your heart is tied to your thoughts, to your mind. It's all connected. So if that's in your thoughts, what's in your heart? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So it's all connected, your thoughts and your heart. See, an ungrateful person, and we've all been there, we will murmur and complain a lot. And I've been there. I've been there. So I'll raise my hand. I've been there in a place where I'm murmuring and complaining about everything. And sometimes it can get to the place where it's like, oh my goodness, I can't stand myself. When you get to that place, it's bad. It is bad. And so you got to shift that. And you got to repent. And you got to get back on course. Because that's an ungrateful heart. And it caused your heart to grow dark. Let's look at Moses, because a journey from Egypt to the promised land should have taken them 11 days, and it took them 40 years because they failed to realize and give God thanks for all the miracles, the wonders that he did for them, bringing them out of bondage and captivity. They begin to murmur and complain. So God say, you're going to wander for 40 years. I mean, God radically rescued them from Egypt. And how could they, after all those miracles, not just give him thanks and just trust him along the way? Because if he brought them out of captivity, he is more than able and capable to feed them along the way. But instead, they murmured and complained. See, complaining can keep you out of the promised land. It can keep you out of your purpose. It can keep you from going into your destiny, to the next level, to the next place, if you are a person who complains and murmurs. See, I want to go to the promised land. So is complaining keeping you from going somewhere that God wants you to be, to get to? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The second point that I want to make to the scripture from the beginning, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of Christ Jesus for you. The second point is, in the midst of trials, you give thanks. In it, he's not saying for it. You don't have to thank him for it, because who would thank him for you're sick? You wouldn't thank him for that. But in it, you're going to give him thanks for the trials. Whatever it is, wherever you are, you may not even like what's going on now in your life. You may feel that God haven't answered me yet. You may not like where you are right now. You may not like what's going on. Maybe something happened where someone did something to you. You don't like it. But God said, in the midst of it, give him thanks. In the midst, give him thanks. Not for it, but in it. right where you are to give him thanks for it. Because if you cannot give him, if you're not most likely, let me put it this way. It's easy to give thanks when everything is going good. But will you give him thanks when things are going bad? Will you give him thanks? Hallelujah. I was reminded of Paul and Silas. They were imprisoned. They were locked up in jail. And if anyone who could have been angry and mad at God and ungrateful, it could have been those two. Because here they are serving the Lord, doing the things of the Lord, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they could have complained and murmured, Lord, I'm doing your work and I'm in prison. Why did you let this happen to us? We're locked up behind closed doors. So if anyone had a right to complain and murmur, they could have been the two to do it. But instead, they got a song in their heart, a hymn on their lips. And they went forth and they sung unto the Lord and they gave thanks unto the Lord. And what happened when they began to give thanksgiving unto the Lord? The jail doors became open. They were free. And that's an example for us that we are to give praise and thanksgiving to the Lord. It will set you free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. You got to worship. You got to come with a heart of worship. It will set you free. It will break the chains of bondage off of your life. If you have thanksgiving in your heart to release unto the Lord. They cried out with thanksgiving. They weren't angry. They just said, I thank you, Lord. They had a thanksgiving to flow from them. They were locked up, but they were still alive. See, thanksgiving can free you. When you give thanks, I'm a witness. You can be going through things. Just for me to be up here this week, it was a fight. So I began to just give thanks. When you give thanks, it's like something just lifts off of you. That you don't have to worry. Because sometimes when you're complaining and worrying, complaining and murmuring, it's because you are concerned and you're worried about something. So it comes out as murmuring and complaining. I'm thankful, so I worship. I'm thankful, so I worship. I give unto the Lord. Number three. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you. It's a benefit. It's the will of God. Giving thanks, it aligns you with the will of God. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will. You want the will? Give thanks. It aligns you. It aligns you. It puts you in sync. On one accord with God. That's a benefit. We all want the will of God. How many of you want the will of God for your life? You want that. Give him thanks. Turn to Luke 7:36 through 48. I'm going to try to read through some of this, not all of it. But I'll give you the points of what I believe God is saying. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner. I just want to stop right there. This woman, she's a sinner. Some of the translations say that she was an immoral woman. She was a prostitute. Here it doesn't give the name of the woman. But some theologians say that it was Mary of Bethany, it was Mary Magdalene. But it doesn't say in this text. But she was a sinner. And in this particular day, women weren't allowed to be in the meetings with the men. They weren't allowed to be there. And what really amazed me about this is that this woman was a sinner, not only, but she was determined to get inside. She was determined to get to Jesus. But she was a sinner. She was focused. She was intentional. To get to Jesus. And let me just say this. She was a sinner. She was a sinner. To get to Jesus. Why am I saying that? Because it's a good thing when a sinner wants to get to Jesus. That's a good thing. The Bible says that he want none to perish, that all to come to the knowledge of truth. So who is that? Kanye? Huh. Coming to Jesus. That's what we want. That's what we pray for, from the come to Jesus. So it shouldn't be this criticism. Jesus died for everyone. He wants everyone to come into the knowledge of truth. So that's what we're seeing. We're going to see more of that. More of the sinners coming to Jesus. We were sinners and we came to Jesus. God is calling Hollywood to himself. He's calling the rich and famous. He died for them. We shouldn't be surprised. We should dance and celebrate and say hallelujah. 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 She was a sinner. And when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her hair, with her tears, and washed and wiped them with her hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with fragrant oil. She worshiped him. She was a sinner, but she came to worship and to anoint him, to just give him thanks. And not only did she give him thanks, she gave of her substance, because that alabaster box, that oil was costly. It was very expensive. It was equivalent to a year's salary. She gave a costly, expensive gift to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me read on. And now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he was a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." So he said, "Teacher, say it." There were a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he finally forgave them both. "Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more?" Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one who forgave more." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair of her head." See, in this time, they had dirt roads and they wore sandals. So when they would come into a house, they would wash their feet. And it continues to read, "You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore, I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to them little is forgiven, the same loves little." Then he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven you." She loved much because she was forgiven much. She gave worship and thanksgiving because she was forgiven much. And not only that, Jesus defended her. So is there a possibility that your thanksgiving, your worship to God, he will defend you? How many of you might need him to defend you? And because you took the time out to worship and give him thanks, he will be your defender. See, when you are forgiven for much, you will give much. She was forgiven for much. Hallelujah. Is this okay, everybody? Hallelujah. 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 I'm thankful, so I worship. Hallelujah. You can go ahead and stand on your feet. It's a good thing when you give thanks unto the Lord. It's important to him. I just want you to lift your hands all over the building and just begin. Just ponder everything that he's done for you and what he's doing for you right now. Any situation you may be going through, that if you just give him thanks, he'll break free for you. He'll defend you in that situation if you would just give him thanks, if you would just praise him and give him worship. He requires us to be grateful people as believers. We should be the most grateful people that walks the planet Earth. Because we have a God, a daddy God, who is Alpha, Omega, the beginning, the end, who can do anything. And without him, we wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. How many of you would just be honest and say, I've been in a place of murmuring and complaining? God loves you and God wants to get something to you. And the only way he could get it to you, you have to be open to give him praise, to be grateful for what you have right now. Just lift up your hands all over the building. I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just come before you today. And Father, we repent for where we have complained, murmured, and have been ungrateful when you have given us so much and you have done so much for us. And Father, we just repent today and we turn away from that. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for everything. We thank you for how you love us and how you provide for us and how you protect us and how you preserve us and how you fight for us and intercede for us. We thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough. If we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough. We thank you, Lord, that you prevented that mishap from happening. We didn't see it coming, but you prevented it. We didn't even know about it, but you stopped it. The things that we didn't see that you prevent from happening, we thank you. We thank you for washing us and cleansing us. We thank you that you are concerned about where we are right now. We thank you, Lord. Just thank him this morning. He wants thanksgiving from your lips. Just give him thanks.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. If you're in this place this afternoon, I know you are, and you've been carrying that weight of murmuring and complaining, just feeling overwhelmed, just lift your hand. That's you. Just lift your hand. You say, I've just been carrying. It's feel like it's just been weights of unforgiveness and just complaining, murmuring, worry. You lifted your hand. I want you to meet me here at the altar. There's a release that's about to happen here. Meet me at the altar. You raise your hand. Come on. I saw hands go up all over the room. Come on. Come quickly. Come quickly. Come quickly. Altar workers, come on up. On sons and daughters, just saying, listen, I just been in a season. That's all. I've just been murmuring, complaining. I've been a bit discouraged about a few things happening in my life. Maybe life is not, it's just not, it is not enveloped as though I thought it would. And that's just led to some great disappointments, Pastor. Many of you up here, you say, I love the Lord. I just kind of fell into this space. Not even exactly sure how I got here, but it's a very uncomfortable space. What I know is God wants to release that weight. That's a weight. It's a spirit. That's what it is. It's a spirit called murmuring, complaining, and discontentment. But thank God we serve a living God who is ready to deliver you at any moment. Amen. Men and women, I want you to begin to pray with these folk who have come up to this altar. Man with a man, woman with a woman, if we can. You. Another man down here, right here, right here, right here.
Lord,
bless your name, Lord.
Thank
Holy Spirit is moving upon your hearts out there. I want you to walk to this altar. Come to this altar.
Lord,
yes, Lord.
Say, oh, thank you, thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for me, God. Thank you, for all the ways we say. And I just want to thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Come on, one more time. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
With a grateful heart, we say, and I just want
altar, Lord God.
So good.
May you begin to work a mighty, mighty work in their lives as they're coming to you in tears and in brokenness, Lord God. Just seeking your hand.
So good you've been. So faithful and true.
My Lord, my Lord.
You've been so good.
Listen,
even when I wasn't good, you've been so.
Yes, God. Tashina. Something with you women that are here at this altar here. As a matter of fact, I want you to just kind of come right here for me. Yeah, just let her come right here. It's really just hitting my spirit. You know, the one thing that my wife ministered about the woman with the alabaster box, what she did was she gave what she had. I don't really think, I don't know if it really registered in her, of the worth and the value of it, because others said what it was worth. What she did is she just offered it up. Watch this. Willingly. Free will. There was nothing behind it. And we know that she did it in she was preparing him for his burial. See, you get through seasons, ladies, where all you have to offer is all you have. Here's what I'm saying. You can't offer what you don't have. But what you do have, you offer unto God. And let me tell you, sometimes you go through seasons that all you got is worship.
Right.
All I got is worship. So anytime you can get into the presence of God and just say, Father, I wish life was better than what it was today. I do. I want life to be better for me and for my son. I really do, God. But I thank you. I thank you that you've given me breath in my body, a life to live. I thank you that I have opportunity to make things better in my life. I just thank you for the season and this point in life that I'm at. Things could be better, no question. No question. But you have so much to offer to God. And what I'm telling you, and I hear Holy Spirit saying, God is celebrating you today. He is celebrating your sacrificial gift unto him. Sometimes your gift is emotions, it's tears. It's just things that are bottled up on the inside. What I know is this. The exact moment, the exact reason that you came to the altar for, Jesus knows exactly what it is. And he's embracing you. And I'm just speaking life and strength into each of you right now. May you be encouraged. May you be lifted by the power and the blood of the Jesus you serve. Amen. Amen, amen. God bless you all. God bless you. I want some ladies to hug on these ladies right here. Just hug on these ladies. Just hug on them. Just hug on them, babe. Just hug on the ladies right there. Just hug on those ladies. Couple of things here, family. Couple of things before we depart here. Thank you so much, women of God. Women of God, hug on those ladies. Get some names, information. Get to know them. I want to do a couple of things here before we depart. Just a couple of things. As I close out, well, my wife closed it out, this giving series that I started just a few weeks ago. I want you to put a Thanksgiving seed in your hand. Not the holiday Thanksgiving. Not the holiday. But just a seed that says, Father God, I just thank you for how good you've been to me. God knows the measure of that seed. Paul told us, let every man give according to what he has. Okay, so God knows where you are in the space of life that you're in. Okay? You won't ever experience a shakedown in this church, never. But I do want you to give according to how God has blessed you. Some of you are in a position where you can give much. Some of you are in a position where you can't give much, but you can give. What I don't want you to miss out on is the blessing of sowing. If you would, stand to your feet all over the building. All over the building, stand to your feet. I'm going to speak the blessing here in just a moment. But I want you to put a Thanksgiving seed in your hand. Just come to the altar. Come freely. Come freely. Come freely. Just set it on either side. You on my left, set it over there. You on my right, set it over there. Just come freely. Just lay that seed down. Come on, lay stake to something. When you plant that seed, believe God. Some of you believe in God for miracles, signs, bonuses, raises. Believe God for that. Believe God for that. I'm sowing it. I'm believing God. Believing God for that. Believing God for that. Believe in God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Because he won't give up on you. He's able. Bless your name, Lord. Thank you in advance for every seed sown. Every seed sown. We just thank you in advance for that right now. Let me say this. I'm going to speak the blessing here in just a moment. You know, I've been marinating and sitting on this latest, I guess that it's kind of gone worldwide now, but my wife mentioned it at the 8:30 and she mentioned it here again at the 11 o'clock, and that's with Kanye. I've been sitting on it, I've been marinating on it and just kind of waiting on the Holy Spirit, you know, to kind of direct me in how I wanted to say something about it. Maybe some of you know about it, maybe a space of you do not. But the bottom line is that this man is now professing Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. He has put out Jesus music. He has put out Jesus music. I actually have it. It's good. I mean, it professes God, you know. And I've read some interviews, this, that, and the other. Here's what I don't want us, especially as believers, I don't want us to get into this opinionated stuff. I don't want us to get into, you know, whether or not he's doing this for commercialized and all of this other stuff. Listen, but before Jesus, Kanye is no different than you. He's no different than you. But what he has, my wife and I have been talking about stuff like this for years. What he has is influence. What he has is influence. And so I thank God that this man is serving Jesus Christ. I'm not his judge, and neither are you. No, okay, you're not his judge. But I'm going to tell you what. If Kanye professing Jesus Christ can get folk saved, delivered, and set free, to God be the glory. I'll say this. Can you imagine, and I'm not going to say, can you imagine if a space of your life was under a microscope and a camera at all? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine you being under the pressure 24/7 of people trying to figure out whether or not you really saved? Some of y'all will fall apart. It would just be too much. But this is what happens, you know, when you know, and he said, shucks, he's made music for the devil, and now he's going to make music for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. I love it. I love it. I love it. The one thing we can do as the church is we can just pray for him and pray for anybody else, pray for one another, and pray that God save some other folk, especially that are famous and stuff like that. Because it is about influence, everybody. It is. It is. It is. So I wanted to speak that, but we need to pray for him, cover him and his family, pray that his wife gets saved. I don't think she's saved yet, but pray that his wife gets saved and that whole family gets saved. I mean, let's pray that, y'all. They worth like billions. Do you know what a tithe is? Y'all ain't ready for that. Y'all ain't ready for that. When that money shifts from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, come on, y'all. Come on. That's a big deal. It really is. It really is. This ain't about whether or not, well, I ain't no fan of Kanye. Okay, cool. Just pray for him. You ain't got to be no fan or nothing like that. You ain't got to buy the music. No, just pray for him. He's no different than anybody else that was once a sinner and is now saved. We are saved by grace, my Lord. All right. Boy, did my wife preach a word today. Everybody give. Come on. Come on, go, go. Just awesome, awesome. I'm so proud of her. God just used her in such a mighty way. Lift your hands all over the building. Make your way up front, if you would, if you got a minute, just to love on my wife and I. Certainly, if you're here for the first time, we want to meet you. But if you just want to say hello, and I'm sure many of you do, we're going to squat right over into this area right here and just lose some love on you. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, the name above every name in all the earth. We bless you coming and we bless you going. We bless all that you put your hands to that is God intended for your purpose. We bless this season in your life. Somebody say, it's my best season. I speak raises and bonuses. Checks in the mail, gifts and surprises, debt releases over your life right now, favorable things to happen, jobs being created. I speak influence and affluence over your life in the name of, anybody receive that? Anybody receive that? bless you emotionally, mentally, physically, socially, and spiritually. I told you every week, God's only given us one amazing life to live. All we can do is live the very best that we can. Along the way, we're going to be excited, energetic, full of life. Somebody, so that we do what? Love on somebody before you leave here. God bless you. God bless you.